And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere, and I get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill is off this week, so Lori Grant is back with us, our digital media maven. She's here with me in the studio. Hi, Lori. What do you have for us?
Hi, Michelle. Well, it was a very busy week for our listeners, and they had a lot to say. I'll start where we started this week. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell's endorsement of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama on NBC's Meet the Press. In that appearance, Powell also criticized leaders of his own Republican Party, particularly for spreading false information about Obama.
Well, you know that Mr. Obama is a Muslim. Well, the correct answer is he is not a Muslim. He's a Christian. He's always been a Christian. But the really right answer is, what if he is? Is there something wrong with being a Muslim in this country? The answer is no, that's not America.
General Powell went on to say that while he acknowledged the history-making aspect of the Obama candidacy, race was not the main reason for endorsing Obama. Some conservative pundits didn't buy that, including our guest, conservative commentator Armstrong Williams, who said he believes Powell did in fact back Obama out of racial loyalty. But a number of our listeners took issue with Williams, including Marcus.
It amazes me that white folks and black folks alike have voted for white candidates for years. But the minute a black man has a legitimate chance at the nation's highest office and other blacks vote for him, it's suddenly only about race. In the end, the reality is that race is never really a factor until it becomes a disadvantage for white folks, which is a rarity in itself.
All right, Marcus, thanks for telling us how you feel. Lori, what else do you have?
The segment on adult illiteracy drew some comment. Guest John Corcoran hid the fact that he couldn't read past a second grade level for 50 years. But today, at 70, he's writing books. That encouraged Ruben, who writes, I find a kinship with this man. It's a bold statement to say, I can't read. And that is exactly what I have been dying to say for years. Ruben adds that his struggle to read isn't as severe as John Corcoran's, but has affected his career advancement.
Thank you for telling us your story, Ruben. We have time for one more.
Great. Let's use it to talk about kids. After our Mocha Moms conversation about how this year's historic presidential campaign is giving them opportunity to talk about the ugly language of racism, we asked our listeners what they were saying to their kids. Tracy got back to us. She has a 7-year-old daughter.
My daughter and I have had several conversations about race, gender, and the historical significance of this election. In the beginning, I was very apprehensive. But I came to realize that she doesn't come to these conversations with the same baggage that I do. My husband and I have been very detailed in why we are voting for Obama. My daughter and I have talked about why some people might not vote for him. I have learned a lot, and I think that she has too.
Thank you, Tracy, and thank you, Lori.
My pleasure, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. You can catch up on all of our coverage and tell us more about what's happening in your world by calling our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522, or you can go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.